Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is Hunter Biden, specifically somebody who's being called Hunter Biden's sugar brother, not a sugar daddy, a sugar brother, someone who may be giving millions of dollars to Hunter Biden to keep him afloat during this time that he's under investigation by the feds in Delaware. So, getting into it, you know, one of the mysteries of Hunter Biden is how he has, with no obvious ongoing sources of income, how he manages to maintain a grand lifestyle. For the last year or so, he has been living in a $20,000 a month rental house in Malibu, California. By the way, the Secret Service, because they have to protect the president's son, is renting the house next door as a base to protect Hunter Biden, and they're paying $30,000 a month for it. So anyway, Hunter Biden is living apparently not the most grand house in Malibu, California, but paying $20,000 a month while the Secret Service pays $30,000 a month for the house next door. Hunter Biden also really likes nice cars. There was a picture from 2020 that showed him arriving with his wife for lunch at the Waldorf Astoria, and he was in a Porsche Panamera GTS, which cost six figures. And we know that federal prosecutors are looking into his purchase of another six-figure car, an electric sports car called a Fisker, that got a lot of people excited a few years ago about an electric hot sports car. Not making them anymore, apparently. So anyway, he's spending a lot of money. So where's the money coming from? He did write a book a while back, but I mean, $20,000 a month, you can go through a lot of book advance that way. So does he, who has by his own description, has been a notorious drug addict who threw away money right and left, just wasted money right and left. I mean, does he have really great investments that keep him in such a life? Even as he hires expensive lawyers to represent him in the federal tax and influence probe in Delaware, are his corrupt benefactors in Ukraine or China elsewhere, are they still helping him? Has he sold so many paintings, confidential transactions, of course, sold so many paintings that he's just rolling in money? What is the story? Well, we have some new clues now. New reports from the New York Post and from CBS News, not just the New York Post, say that a high-powered Hollywood attorney, that's the CBS quote, high-powered Hollywood attorney, a man named Kevin Morris, has been paying Hunter Biden's back taxes and monthly bills. Now, according to the Post, Morris is quite well-to-do. He, quote, earned a fortune representing the co-creators of South Park and won a Tony Award as the co-producer of The Book of Mormon. So anyway, he's been quite successful in the entertainment business, and he is apparently keeping Hunter Biden afloat. $2 million, that's a lot of money. The Post reports that the back taxes, just the back taxes that Morris has paid for Hunter Biden amount to $2 million, which is more than twice what was previously reported. You remember the New York Times did a report saying that Hunter Biden had paid his back taxes in an effort to fend off indictment, basically saying to the prosecutors, look, it was an honest mistake, and I've paid the back taxes, so please don't indict me. It was reported that maybe it was $1 million. Now, the New York Post is saying it was $2 million, and it's coming from Kevin Morris. Now, Biden's friends, according to the Post, refer to Kevin Morris as Hunter's sugar brother, and that he also pays, according to the Post, Hunter Biden's, quote, rent and living expenses, and has also been advising the president's son on how to structure his art sales. Now, if any of Hunter Biden's allies are in the mood to defend him, you should probably look for them to attack the New York Post. Remember, that's what they did before. They denounced the Post when it published the original story of the Hunter Biden laptop, and it turned out that the Biden defenders were wrong and the Post was right. So now there's another news organization in this, CBS, which is reporting on the Kevin Morris connection. And now the network, CBS, led its story this way, quote, Hunter Biden has garnered quiet support and financial backing from a high-powered Hollywood attorney while awaiting the outcome of a long-running federal investigation into his taxes and finances being conducted by the U.S. attorney in Delaware. CBS cited this to, quote, multiple sources. They reported, CBS reported, that Morris has, quote, paid Hunter Biden's past due tax debts And it said that Morris, quote, has been operating behind the scenes and has turned his attention in recent weeks to conducting a forensic analysis and investigation into what happened to Hunter Biden's laptop, including how the device became public. Okay, CBS sources that to, quote, sources familiar with his efforts. Now, that's kind of a fascinating tidbit because it indicates that Hunter Biden might be preparing some sort of public relations campaign, challenging the legitimacy of the laptop, which is exactly what his defenders did before the 2020 election. And you remember they were quite successful back then. I mean, some major news organizations downplayed the news, social media giants suppressed it, and national security experts, in quotes, denounced it as Russian disinformation. But in the years since, both the New York Times and the Washington Post have authenticated information that came from the laptop. It's going to be hard to play the Russian disinformation card again. Now, anybody reading the news stories about Kevin Morris, about him paying Hunter Biden's back taxes and his expenses, is going to have to wonder, is that legal? I mean, can you just do that? It's unclear. CBS reports that Morris is, quote, working on a documentary chronicling Hunter Biden's life since he has been the focus of conservative television commentators and investigated by congressional Republicans. So perhaps he sees this as a story of a good man pursued by craven Republicans, something like that. Perhaps this is entirely speculation. Perhaps the financial arrangement between Morris and Hunter Biden has something to do with this documentary. Maybe Hunter Biden has sold the rights to his life story, we should say. And the deal includes Morris paying for Biden's existence at the moment. Yet another way, by the way, if it were true, for Hunter Biden to cash in on the family name. In any event, whatever is being done under the noses of federal prosecutors who are investigating whether Hunter Biden properly paid taxes on the millions that he received through trading on the family name with shady foreign benefactors. So you would think Mr. Morris's lawyer, I believe Hunter Biden's a lawyer, all of the prosecutors investigating this are lawyers. So whatever is being done just right under the microscope of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. Now, there's one other thing to remember about this story, and it's the most important thing. And we're going to talk about that next.
Hi, everyone. Steve Hilton here. You may have seen my show, The Next Revolution, on Fox News. But did you know about my podcast, The Daily California? I live in California, and I suffer, along with millions of people, the consequences of the madness, the left-wing madness that is shoved down our throats by the Democrats who've been in power, unchallenged pretty much, for so long here. We're fighting back. It's called The Daily California. It's important that we get as many people joining us as possible because, as you know, what starts in California doesn't end there. It can infect the whole country. So join us at The Daily California to help fight back. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about the most important thing in the Hunter Biden story, which I'm going to do, but I did want to say beforehand, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, learning something from the podcast, it would be really, really, really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts, and we would really, really appreciate it. So the thing to always remember about the Hunter Biden story is that the big story, the biggest story behind the laptop, behind the Hunter Biden story, is Joe Biden. So yes, Hunter Biden used his family connections and he collected millions of dollars from disreputable overseas operators. Now, he is not the first family member of a famous politician or a famous politician himself to do that. Not the first one to do that. But there is still a lot more to know, not about Hunter Biden, but about Joe Biden, about the questions of what the president knew about his son's business dealings, and did he benefit from those business dealings? Now, remember, Joe Biden has for many, many years kind of bragged about being the poorest man in the United States Senate. And what he was really saying is he was like the cleanest man, the most ethical man in the United States Senate, because he didn't come to Washington to cash in like those other guys. And so he didn't make a lot of money, he said, in the Senate. He's repeatedly claimed that he knew nothing about his son's operations, even as the evidence accumulated that suggests he must have known. And then there are the references and communications on the laptop that indicate that Hunter Biden when he was pulling in big overseas payments, covered some of his father's expenses. Hunter Biden, in his communications on the laptop, bitterly complained about having to give some of his money to his father. And then there were reports going the other way that Joe Biden, in return, paid up to $800,000 of Hunter's expenses during the presidential campaign. These are not inconsequential questions for a president of the United States. So there is a lot more to learn. Now, at some point, the U.S. attorney in Delaware is going to have to decide to charge or not to charge Hunter Biden. Now, he's not a special counsel. And if he doesn't charge Hunter Biden, he's not going to write some big, long report telling us everything that he's learned. And if he does charge Hunter Biden, he's going to narrowly tell us what he needs to tell to prove whatever he's charged Hunter Biden with. He's not going to tell everything he knows. This is not a special counsel kind of situation. Republicans want there to be one, but so far, the people who could appoint one, the heads of the Biden Justice Department, have decided not to. So at some point, the U.S. attorney in Delaware is going to make a charge, no charge decision. But so we'll learn more. I mean, we'll learn more even if he's not charged. You can say, well, the U.S. attorney investigated this and decided not to file any charges. So we'll learn something, but you will not learn all of the story. Now, we will learn more if Republicans win either the House or the Senate or both in the midterm elections. If they do, you can bet there will be Republican Hunter Biden investigations galore. Maybe there'll be too many, I don't know, but there'll be some. But whoever is doing them, the point remains. The public really does need to know more about President Biden's and his son's financial dealings, however that is accomplished. If the opposition party takes control of one or both houses of Congress and does that, that's a classic sort of investigation that opposition parties do, and it should lead to the public learning more about this. And if there really isn't very much there, that will become apparent as the opposition party tries to make a big deal, a mountain out of a molehill, and critics will say, there's nothing there. This is the kind of process that you normally go through when there are allegations, when there are scandalous allegations involving someone close to the president or even the president himself. It's happened a lot, and it's going to happen again if Republicans take control of the House or the Senate. But right now we have the new character in this Hunter Biden story, Mr. Kevin Morris, the very successful California entertainment lawyer who, according to these reports, has paid $2 million for Hunter Biden's back taxes and is keeping him in a rather grand lifestyle in a $20,000 a month rental house in Malibu, California. So that's the news, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. So glad you could join us, always glad you can join us, and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of The Byron York Show.